also gave them one of his fundees, Ralph Barrick, from the University of North Carolina, developed a technique called the seamless ligation technique, which is a technique for hiding the laboratory origins of a virus, of a manipulated virus. So that normally, if there's a virus manipulated, you can look at it. You know, so researchers can look at it. They can look at the DNA sequences. And they can say this thing was created in a lab. But Ralph Barrick had developed a technique that he called the no-see-um technique. And its technical name was seamless ligation. And it was a way of hiding evidence of human tampering. What is the public health rationale? If you were interested in public health, you would want to be doing the inverse of that. You would want to be pinning red flags all to it and say this was created by people.
That's what you would do if you were creating viruses for biological warfare.
Right, that's right. And that's another question, is why would he give it to the Chinese? I mean, that was a military lab. It was run by the military.
It's hard to even understand that. What would be the rationale for doing that?
I try not to look in other people's heads. I try, like in the Fauci book, I never look in and speculate about what his motives are. I just say this is what he did. But I do think that there's this, among a lot of the people who were doing that kind of research, the gain-of-function research, they're big career, economic, and professional incentives to break ground.